We'll open up in worship to the Lord.
Great song of worship this morning because it is a call to worship. Our reading this morning in Psalm 100, it's to worship the Lord who is God, who redeemed us and loves us with an everlasting love. So if you want to follow along in Psalm 100, we'll read Psalm 100. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful singing. Know that the Lord himself is good. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him, bless his name, for the Lord is good. His loving kindness is everlasting and his faithfulness to all generations. Father, we do thank you, Lord, for that great love that you have for us, your goodness, your mercy, your kindness toward each one of us. Father, we do pray just an extra measure would fall upon us, Lord, those that are going through difficult times, Lord, I pray that you would really reveal yourself this morning, that you will never leave them nor forsake them. Lord, but you're with us right now, wherever two or more gathered, you're here in our midst. Lord, so what a great comfort that is to know that you are here, Lord, and you hear our prayers. Lord, you know our needs. Lord, so we do pray that you be glorified in our service, our time of worship to you, that we truly may worship you in spirit and in truth. Those are the ones that you seek to draw to yourself. So let us be those people. And Lord, we pray that you'd open our hearts to your word also this morning. So Lord, we thank you, we praise you, and we love you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Feel free to stand or be seated as we worship the Lord together.
Thank you.
Father, we do pray, Lord, that your love, it's not our love. Our love is so limited, Lord, and it's so choosy, Lord, but you are love. The greatest of all is love. And Father, I do pray that you take a place in our heart, Lord, that maybe is not there right now, but that love that you loved us with, that we might love you back and we might love one another. You tell us to love you with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love one another, Lord, as you have loved us. So, Father, I do pray that you just implant that, Lord. Let it not just be a song. Let it not just be words, Lord, but I pray that you'd root deeply in our heart that agape, that love that gives out without the expectation of giving back, your love. So just bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey, good to have you with us this morning. And we do, first of all, I wanted to thank all the servants that were helping out on Easter. We had over 100 servants that were just doing so many things, and it was so such a great time. And usually you're always getting back more than you're giving out, but we do just praise the Lord for our servants. And good to have you this morning. Why don't you turn around, say hi to a couple folks, and look for somebody you don't know, and move around just a little bit, say hi to a few people. Someone to follow, someone to save my soul. I need a hero, I need a hero. I feel you break through the night like a flame in the dark. I feel my whole world sink as you awaken the heart. And only you can resurrect the part of me that's died. Only you can bring us back to life. You showed up. Well, it looks like a very nice day to maybe fellowship on the deck.